Words from the preacher. God gon' still forgive a bad man. God gon' still forgive a bad man. Big vibes run rampant. Tall like giant tall. Miracles before my eyes I see. Taking form. Rebirth, new creature. Words from the preacher. God gon' still forgive a bad man. God gon' still forgive a bad man.
Well, that was... Hold on while I get my screen back up here. Okay. Oh, well, we just deleted it. Sorry about that. You are listening to KFAI Fresh Air Community Radio, 90.3 FM HD1 in Minneapolis and St. Paul, and streaming around the planet at kfai.org. We are non-commercial community-powered radio, and we have been for over 46 years now. Support for this program comes from KFAI listener members and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. Programming on KFAI is made possible in part through grants from the state of Minnesota and listeners just like you. And I've been promised that we're going to have a report about our recent fall membership pledge drive and the support that our wonderful listeners just like you provided to us. That'll be coming in a few weeks, so be sure and check us out here at KFAI. It is currently 67 degrees here in the Twins. It is sunny outside, no clouds in sight. So very nice and comfortable Friday. I hope you can enjoy that into this evening, no matter where your evening takes you. All right. Coming up next here is Good Medicine with your host, Roya in the Evening.
The viewpoints expressed in this program are the opinions of the people expressing them and are not necessarily those of Fresh Air Incorporated, its staff, or its board of directors.
Thank you. clearing my whole schedule for a chance you never planned on giving me. Tell me that you love me, don't mind if you're lying, it'll just buy me some time till I can try again. I guess I'm optimistic, little bit persistent, justifying all the distance you've been given.
From 2016, Let Me Love You. And that was actually off a soundtrack, I believe. Big Fat Greek Wedding 2. Yes. She is Canadian. She's from Montreal originally, but she records out of Toronto now. Or Toronto, as they say. As we say up here in the Midwest. Sometimes they say that in Canada. I was just reading an article that said that Canada and the United States are like cousins. And it went on to talk about all the different ways that we're very similar in appearance, but deep down inside we are also very different. Speaking as a Native American, American Indian, and not as a Canadian First Nation or Inuit or Métis, our cousins up north of the Medicine Tree Line. Well, Han Buju and Kadihi. This is going out to Ms. and Mr. Native America and to all those Indian canoes out on the lakes and rivers and out to sea. Welcome to Good Medicine this evening. I am your host, Royal White Eagle Taylor, Pawnee Nation. And I will be your femme gem for tonight, your lady-in-waiting, your girl Friday, your Pawnee princess, and your Choctaw chick. So stay with us here for the next 50 minutes or so. We're going to be playing some tunes from Turtle Island, from Native America, and from, as I said earlier, from the lovely Dominion of Canada. I don't think it's a Dominion anymore. So, anyway, I hope you're enjoying that. That was, as I said, Julia Garta. And right before her was our stalwart theme, opening theme by R. Carlos Nakai. So, okay. Well, hey, you know, if you haven't had a chance to check it out, I know maybe not everybody has Netflix. It is still at some theaters around. But I would encourage you to take a look at, it's a very short, I think about an hour and 50 minutes. It is called Will and Harper. And it is the story about two friends one of which you probably know, Will Ferrell, from Saturday Night Live fame, and all of the Ricky Bobby and Ron Burgundy movies, and his very good friend, who was the head writer on Saturday Night Live when Ferrell was there. And so it's a story about Harper's transition, gender transition, from male to female. So it's just a lovely story. There's so much there to learn, so much to share, so much to be inspired by these two friends as they take a road trip across America to help Harper become more comfortable appearing as she is in a lot of places maybe that aren't so friendly. Unfortunately, that's the time that we live in. But it's just a wonderful story. Very well done. Very humorous. Very poignant at times. So check that out. Will and Harper. So, all right. Well, you know, last week played a lot of music, native music, a lot of first drops on extended plays. We're going to try and continue some of that tonight. I've got Travis Thomas coming up here in just a few seconds. Let's see, we'll go back to Throne. I did not get a chance to play anything by them, but that's a duet, and they're from, I believe, from Oklahoma and further south than that. Male and female. I'll tell you a little bit more about them. And then I know we've got some other artists that are lined up, and maybe even classic Rhonda Head with her songbird sound. She was classically trained. She curates a sound list called Rhonda Head's Indigenous All-Stars, Musical All-Stars. Yeah, we might pull something from Larry Knutson out of Sarasota Port. I hope he's not down there after the aftermath of the hurricane. So Larry has his own nationwide Native American music program, and he always highlights a Native artist. And, of course, we have the Native American Music Awards. But first, let's go ahead and get started with... This is Travis Thompson, and this is off the... title soundtrack of Res Ball, which just dropped last week. This is a new movie. I remember seeing the casting call on this over a year ago, so they were got a quick turnaround on this. It's a story about reservation basketball. If you do not know anything about that, I would encourage you to check it out next weekend over in East St. Paul with the One of Ones. That's put on by the LaFlos, and they put on a Native American, all Native American basketball tournament. So we can get you connected with where to look for that as well. But this is from Res Ball.
I get a boost when they down, running loose, running wild. Kicking down their doors, so they used to me now. I'm unexpected, I still shine. Winners write the story, but they ain't grandma. Okay, I call the shots from the soil, mom and pop. Running with the reaper and the evil, yelling volatile. Had to trip and fall a lot. Lost a couple on the way too. Diamonds in the rough, but it's funny, that's how we play too. My name true, it ring bells. We came through, might bring hell. MJ, my wingspan, pump clothes and I prevail. Nervous mean you want it, bitch, I'm never scared. Yeah, got a pickup full of warriors, I get us there, no time. Hand me downs, clotheslines, surrounded by the weary. Today the day I change the reason, mama, I be teary. Don't believe me, I believe it, pessimistic shit, I get it, kick out the uncertain, we immersed in, but she know I get a boost when they doubt, running loose, running wild. Kicking down their joy, so they used to me now. I'm unexpected, I still shine. Winners write the story, but they ain't read mine. And I still shine, but they ain't read mine. Winners write the story, but they ain't read mine. Winners write the story, I'ma script flipper, built different quick missions. Left it dead so many times, I'm still kicking. Yeah. Switching my momentum, realizing I've been enough. The hunger real, no meal ticket, blood, sweat, and you know. We shed them like a new coat, raised by apprehension. This the life that you chose. You treated like a hobby, it's my refuge, dog. My name and life don't mean nothing, it's for my nephews, dog. Okay, the loose cannon might sound off when least expected. And ring from every mountain, to the valley, learn its lesson. Leave a skeptic head scratching, hand me down red fashion. We the wrong ones to doubt everything I said. I get a boost when they doubt, running loose, running wild. Joy said it used to me, now I'm unexpected. I still shine. Winners write the story, but they ain't read mine. But they ain't read mine. Then I still shine. But they ain't read mine. Winners write the story, but they ain't read mine. But they ain't read mine. Then I still shine. But they ain't read mine. Winners write the story, but they ain't read mine.
gathered here as heaven looks on, the wife that I've known about to be gone, and I sit by your side, waiting for the words to say. Baby, please listen to me. This is all that I need, and I'm here on my knees. Can I stay a while?
KFAI is a proud sponsor of the Landmark Live Concert Series, showcasing the finest women in folk, roots, and Americana music at St. Paul's historic Landmark Center. The concert series kicks off Sunday, October 6th, with Canadian singer-songwriter Ruth Moody. Best known as a member of the Waylon Jennies, she returns with her trio to play her first solo show in the Twin Cities in 10 years. Concert begins at 7:30 p.m. and is preceded by a cocktail hour at 6:45 p.m., where you can meet the artist and KFAI DJs. More info and discounted season tickets available at landmarkcenter.org.
Somebody loved me, everything was beautiful. Every hour we spent together lives within my heart. And when she was sad, I was there to dry her tears. And when she was happy, so was I. When she
Somebody Loves You by Sarah McLachlan. Hey, and that was also from a movie soundtrack, Toy Story 2. I didn't realize that. I was just looking at the notes here. Okay, so you probably think I'm sitting here all maudlin, these sad love songs and pulling them off of movie soundtracks. I probably got the movies up going right now. No. It's just a playlist that's off my chanteuse playlist, you know. But here's the connection. Sarah McLachlan is from Canada. How about that? So, all right. Okay, well, I love that announcement by Ellen Stanley at the break there about the concert that's going on. The KFEI is a co-sponsor of, so check that out. Let's see here. Oh, you know that it's National Domestic Violence Prevention Month that started here in October. So there are a lot of events going on around the Twin Cities and throughout the country, throughout Turtle Island, about this very important topic. We always talk about in Native communities how important families are, whether they be grandmas, grandpas, aunties, uncles, moms, and dads, and certainly the children who are raised in those households, not having to see violence occurring, perpetrated by one partner or the other. But a lot of times it is the mothers and the women who have to bear that. So let's all do our part to prevent that in our communities, in our households. Do whatever it is that you need to do to stop that, to prevent that. All right. Well, I promised you, like I said, last week, and I just didn't get to all of them, but this is Throne, and we're going to just play these tracks back to back. This is off So I Shall Speak, their extended play there. This is So I Shall Speak, and then To Be Indigenous.
Look to me and they will say, she is a woman, she is indigenous, she is young, she is pretty, and they are right. Listen to me and they will say, her voice is beautiful, she is Muskogee, she is an artist, she is a singer, and they are also right. But I am so much more. I am mixed, I am Latin, I am white, I am American, I am two-spirit, I am logical, I am spiritual, I am imperfect, I am so much more. I am all the things you think I am, and all the things I can tell you I am, but I still am so, so much more. And I have many things which I would like to say about myself, about my people, and about all people. And so I shall speak. Indigenous means to be disappearing. It means to be oppressed, to be a victim of genocide, to be currently being destroyed. It means to be rare and special and especially endangered. I absolutely refuse this definition. This blood pact, death by quantum, this fatalist end game in which we've already lost. Perhaps no one is ready to hear an alternative, but the Creator never promised us anything. Our ancestors always dealt with pain and loss, but they also always healed. They always found a new home. They always grew in their knowledge and their acceptance of others, and so they existed and continue to exist in us. Why integrate the so-called civilized ideas of supremacy and genetic death? Our ways are so much more powerful and true than any idea of nation or race. Maybe no one is ready to hear it. But so intimidating is the truth that even those who know it deep in their hearts fear it. We have a Mother Earth and a Father Sky. These two things are essential for all life on Earth. Both needed to give life, both to be shown respect. A man and a woman. Both needed to give life, both to be shown respect, both with sacred medicine. Dissonance is a sickness. Why are we so stuck on the idea that only one side is deserving or responsible to heal, when both are essential? If both are products of the same sick environment, why do we insist they recover in isolation? People are often very similar,
but people are also always individuals. If we can accept that both can be true at the same time, we'll never understand ourselves. The answer to any dichotomy is almost always the same. You need both.
And that is Throne. They are a Muscogee Creek duo, hip-hop duo. You can hear that in the beat. But they use a traditional, I couldn't tell whether that was a hand drum. It sounded like it might have been. It didn't sound like a real big drum. So, and they are Hiatus, and I saw how to pronounce this now, but I don't have it right here. Okay. And Hiatus. So they're from Dewar, Oklahoma, but the male part of that duo grew up in North Carolina. And they're both of mixed descent, as she was saying earlier in the first track that I played you. So we heard To Be Indigenous after that. That's off the Singing Bear Speaks, and So I Will Speak was the track. And then toward the end here, this last one, we heard Two-Spirit Reflections. So I hope you're enjoying all of this new music that we're helping you with. Okay. All right. I was almost going to play something else. This is part of the problem when you have, not problem, but I guess the benefit. You have a lot of native artists, and they're using the same titles. So I almost played Molly Obawopsum. But we're going to get ready to line up. If you just give me a minute or a few seconds. Last week we had Red Bird, and she was included on a track that was the Red Future drop, the extended play, that was by those bougie natives from up in, I believe they're from Alberta. No, they may be from British Columbia, but you know them as Snotty Nose Rez Kids. Okay, so let's go ahead and give a listen to some of this. I'm hoping it'll be pretty good. It's let's see here. Yeah. No, this is not what I thought it was going to be. All right, well, let's go ahead and play another break, and then when we come right back, we'll have the Snotty Nose Rez Kids with Red Future.
KFAI is proud to present Christian McBride and Ursa Major for two nights at the Dakota on October 12th and 13th. A titan of modern jazz, Christian McBride is an 8-time Grammy-winning bassist, composer, and band leader. Whether playing the bass or working off stage, Christian McBride always engages with the music and has made his mark from jazz to R&B, pop rock, hip-hop, neo-soul, to classical. Playing alongside Christian McBride is Ursa Major, comprised of four rising young master instrumentalists. Tickets for Christian McBride and Ursa Major can be found at the Dakota website. Visit dakotacooks.com for more details.
Just let say that when I talk to you, oh Cupid walks right through and shoots an arrow through my heart. And I sound like a loon, but don't you feel it to confess I loved you from the start? What's a girl to do? Lying on my bed, staring into the blue. Unrequited, terrifying love is driving me a bit insane. Have to get this off my chest. I'm telling you today that when I talk to you, oh Cupid walks right through and shoots an arrow through my heart. And I sound like a loon, but don't you feel it to confess I loved you from the start? Confess I loved you, just thinking.
Confess, I loved you first. I loved you from the start. It took a little while for you to come around to me. Okay. All right. That's Lave. Grammy Award winning Lave. And she won the Best Traditional Jazz Grammy last year. So that's when I was like that. But it kind of fits in with these. This bumper music here with Unrequited Love. Okay, now these are just some short tracks. Again, this is from Red Future. It is the Snotty Nose Res Kids. And it just dropped last week. So we're going to play a couple of them. That's why I was confused. You know, you're always supposed to say in magic, don't show or don't tell the audience how the trick happens or how the show is put together, but I'll just share with you. I had them lined up and I had the wrong Red Future, so that's the problem when you use all these electronic devices. You got to make sure that you're putting the artist name in the right place or the title name in the right place, because if you just enter it in, you may get something else that is by something else, by somebody else. So, okay. Here we go with the Red Future featuring Electric Fields.
Oh, panic. I earn my pennies here the hard way. You feel the magic, cause I can see the head illuminate. I'm pulled a rabbit. You want the vision, boy, you better learn some mathematics. I see the rest up in my rear view now. Had to move a couple mountains just to get up out of town. And it took a whole village here to raise up the child. So create a bless the kid to rock the medicine now and make us proud. Say my prayer out loud. Give me guidance, give me love, give me strength from up above. Give me courage and protection and the blessing over us. I can finna tell me, boys, don't cry when a warrior loves. This for the young and see that feel like they ain't been enough. Had a rough situation, tough, but the spirit shining through. Creator knew the world needed one of you. Cause the future looking bright and real sacred as the youth. Red future.
She delegates her helpers and looks the colonizers in the eye. Who are you to say where I come from? Leandering sisters walk together, carrying their unborn children's prayers. Once great nations sanctioned her rhythms that led to congregated freedoms. Speaking the spirit language, connection to the earth, to the stars, to the waters. She's protection. She gathers, collecting broken hearts and says, we are the people, we are the nations that will bring nourishment and aspiration. Feed them with our spirits, conquer them with our teachings, hold them with our hearts, with kindnesses, unleashings. She breathes in the words, blood and tears of her ancestors, and gains her second wind and says, this is not your lullaby. We are the people. We are the nations. This is our song and not your infatuation. She devours their greed and permits their heed. And for a moment, she sees. She is freed. She gathers, collecting broken hearts, and says, we are the people. We are the nations that will bring nourishment and aspiration. Feed them with our spirits, conquer them with our teachings, and hold them with our hearts, with kindnesses unleashings. Red future, red future, red future.
Awesome. Oh, can't wait to hear all the other tracks on that offering. Red Future from Snotty Nose Rez Kids. You should be looking for that wherever fine music is sold. So, we have some great stores around town. I guess, you don't talk in terms of vinyl. Certainly, well, wax was a little bit before my time. That was sort of Thomas Edison. But vinyl for sure. I know there was a time when you could break a record like glass. I don't know what it was made out of. But anyway, I grew up in that that era where it was all vinyl. And now we've switched. We started with tapes, magnetic tapes, and now we are... digital music that's accessible on playlists and other sources, not to be named here. You should only be listening to KFAI Fresh Air Community Radio at 90.3 FM HD1 in Minneapolis and St. Paul, and streaming around the planet at KFAI.org and across Turtle Island. We are non-commercial community-powered radio. All right. Well, let's go ahead. We'll finish up here with a young man who kind of had his breakthrough on the soundtrack for Reservation Dogs. This was in season 2, so We've got Notes of the Cosmos, and then followed up by IHS Blues. And if you don't know what that means, I will tell you here in just a minute. Okay, that was Wanna Touch My Hooves? That was probably the Dear Lady speaking. That was all off of Reservation Dogs. That is Matawaihi, and he is Oglala Lakota. Right before that, we heard Elder Breakfast, and then I know we had the Notes from the Cosmos to start us off, and then IHS Blues. IHS Blues. IHS is Indian Health Service, and that was the primary medical delivery system on reservations and local Indian communities across the United States. It was a treaty obligation provided by the United States government. So it wasn't free health care. Not free. It was something that our ancestors paid for with their land, their lives. And so it was just the United States government fulfilling their obligation that they made. The treaties, the supreme law of the land. Sorry, I'm kind of gotten into my indigenous rising mode here. I'll leave that for Robert Pilot coming up here in a few minutes. But that's what that stands for, IHS Blues. And if any of you have ever had to, I know some of you out there probably have, spend time in an IHS clinic. Talk about long waits in the National Health Service in England or National Socialized Medicine up in Canada being long waits there. You go to an IHS clinic, you might be there all day into the night just to be seen for something that could be life-threatening. A lot of people died in those IHS hospitals. I know they're a whole lot better now. You see them depicted in a lot of shows like Dark Winds. They're all staffed by Native folks, doctors, nurses, technicians, and support staff. Hopefully better. The tribes and nations now run them. So that's what that stands for. IHS Blues. And then right before that, we had Elder Breakfast. I'm going to break your fist. Okay. All right. I'm just enjoying myself here tonight, being silly on the air and sharing this music with you. And I thought I was going to be able to get to some Rhonda Head, and then I was wanting to play maybe some Dreesus, because Rhonda's a little too genteel for all these young kids who are playing these, some of these songs that are confrontational, but they are righteous. I applaud them, so thank you so much for that. But probably not. Let me just see what's going on. We've got a big Indigenous Peoples Day celebration that's going to take place. But before that, up in Duluth tomorrow night at 5:30, is a gallery reception. Asia Deba Jimanakan Gide Inan. That's going to be at 202 West 2nd Street in Duluth. So you can check that out if you're up that way. Let's see. I know we've got them here. Well, here's something in Oklahoma, but that's not going to do us any good unless we jump in our... Okay, November's starting to shape up really good theater and music around town, so I'll fill you in on that the closer we get there towards the end of the month. Okay, here we go. I was going to give a shout out to all those folks celebrating over at American Indian Family Center in St. Paul. That was at the American Indian Magnet School on the east side. This is their annual fall feast. I'm not going to be able to make it over there. Let's see, what else do we have? Oh, there's going to be a lot next weekend. You know, and I'm trying to figure out how I can do this, because next week I probably will be out of the studio, away from the station. So, but don't worry, my voice will be here. And all right, I think that's about it then. That's all I have to share with you here. Okay, well, I guess then I will just go ahead and sign off tonight for you, just like everybody else has to. All the good times do have to come to an end, and we'll see you next week, same time. And probably, again, an all-musical program, so be sure and check that out. I'm going to play this one last message. I forgot about it here. So when we come back, we'll be closing it out with Taboo.
This summer, when you go to the lake, bring KFAI with you through the KFAI app on your phone or smart device.
You can live stream all the great music you hear on KFAI and Fresh Air 2, or download your favorite podcasts.
Because when you're at the cabin, you can't have too many strange sounds.
KFAI, non-commercial, community-powered, what the heck was that radio?
Together, one voice saying, yes, we can. Each one, reach one till we pull ourselves up, cause we all one fam. From the rest to the block, to the prairie, to the rock, we connect that love. Cause the people with power feel the power of the people when we stand as one.
I got you stuck off the realness. We be indigenous, you heard of us. Max have been the murderer, spreading the love with the water and earth in the stand against. Ain't gotta know what the purpose is. We vibe, the climate is changing. Signs of the times, it's time to start praying.
Pray.
For the world and community, prayers are more powerful when we're in
what
unity.
Okay, got to jump in that little steel pony and head down to the White Eagle Lodge on the banks of the beautiful Minnehaha Creek. So hope you enjoyed this evening. Hope you enjoyed some of this new music that's been dropping all over the place. Glad we're here to catch it and share it with you. Create some good medicine for yourself, for your family, your friends. Shake a hand, flash a smile, give a hug if that's appropriate. Get up, sing, dance, tell a story. Be sure and laugh, tell a joke. Not at somebody else's expense. Tell it on